Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in. Bogey and Wojo here live at Little Caesars Arena as the Red Wings get set to open up the 2018-19 season. And joining us right now, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I want to get right to it.
Yes, we do.
Ken Holland, who came up. He's in person live here, which a lot of guys don't do, so we very much appreciate it.
Nice to be with you guys.
Ken, Absolutely. After years and years and years of asking you as general manager of the Wings, why are the Red Wings so old year after year? Now I have to ask, why are you guys so young? No, you're one of the youngest teams in recent history. What, five or six rookies for the first time in like 40
years? Yeah, I think there's five players playing their first game, NHL game tonight. And then you got plus Hicketts, who's played like two or three games. So I think we have six players that have, they're basically first game almost.
How nervous does that make you? Are you like us and like other fans, like, oh, you're opening these new toys, what does this guy look like or this guy? Or are you wondering, nervous as to what's going to happen?
No, I mean, obviously we're going. This is the direction we're going, and we've got to go younger. And they're good players. You know, the players that we're moving. Rasmussen obviously was a high draft pick, but he had a massive playoff last year with in his junior club, 3 points a game in the first two series. Chalowski had 70 plus points in junior, had a great preseason. Hronik was on the American Hockey League All Rookie Team. So, you know, Hicketts played it a little bit last year. He's played 2 years of pro. So we've seen these players. They're battle tested at lower levels. Now, obviously, this is the ultimate test. But they're good young players. They've been very successful at the lower levels, and they've earned the opportunity to play for us.
Ken Holland with us here on the Bogey and Wojo Show at Little Caesars Arena, Red Wings opening night. Now, he's gonna make fun of me.
Oh, here he goes.
But I have to ask this question.
A lot of people.
The explanation for Philip Zadina being in Grand Rapids to start, I guess, what was the rationale, the reasoning? And
well,
if he does well, how soon could he be up?
Well, I guess I would say to you, we don't think he's quite ready to play in the NHL. I think that part of it's strength. Part of it would be, he's played junior hockey, but there's lots of space, and the space is going to be confined. And I believe players need to be important. And to come up, you know, when you're dressing Rasmussen and you've got Larkin and Athanasiou and Bertuzzi and Mantha, and we've got two or three veterans.
Where the minutes come from.
So it'd be great to be up here and play on the plane and be on the plane to go to California and play 6, 7, 8 minutes a night. He's going to play 16, 17, 18, 19 minutes in Grand Rapids. He's 19 years of age. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I would say to you, where's Zadina going to be when he's 22 years of age? That's 21 to 22 years of age. You know, we got to do what's right in the next 2 years to make sure that he's gets every opportunity to be the maximize whatever potential that he's got.
Well, Ken,
I actually
understand that philosophy. Yeah. It takes Bogey a little bit longer to learn these things.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is it simply because he's not a big guy? What, he's 6 foot, and you say he needs to get stronger. But did you see stuff? People were so giddy about that draft pick that he fell to you guys. Have you seen the stuff to keep that excitement level, or was it a little bit more rough around the edges than you thought he would be?
No, I mean, he's got great edges, which means that in tight quarters, he can go laterally. He can score. I mean, he scored a goal in overtime. I think he scored a couple goals in preseason. He knows how to score. When he gets a scoring chance, he knows how to score. In a league that it's hard to, the more you can score, the better your chances are of winning. We've tried to draft some offensive players. Zadina's offensive, Rasmussen's offensive, obviously Bertuzzi, Mantha, Larkin. So we're trying to build a team that's got offensive capabilities. I believe he's going to score in the NHL, but he's 19. I mean, if you look at some of those players in that draft are in the NHL, some are in the minors. We like him a lot. I think he's going to score in the National Hockey League. He's 19 years of age. He's got another year of junior eligibility. He's young.
So let me ask you about a guy who is here.
Yeah.
Dennis Chalowski.
Yes.
First round pick, 20th overall, 2 years ago
yes.
in 16. kind of a controversial pick. You passed on somebody else, and the Wings took.
Well, we traded the pick.
You
back
traded the pick,
to
right?
To move Datsyuk's cap space.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. Now, 2 years later, do you feel pretty good about how that has worked out?
Well, I don't listen to you guys first.
I wouldn't either.
I decided a number of years ago to tune you guys out. But the other thing that's forgotten too, as part of that deal, we got a second round pick thrown in. He's playing tonight too. That's Filip Hronek.
Okay.
So it's Chalowski and Hronek.
Okay.
And if we don't do that deal, we don't have the second pick. We don't have Phil Hronek.
Right.
So we got two young defensemen, and Hronek had a really good year in the American League last year. So do I feel vindicated? You know what? Too much has to happen. Let's talk 5 years from now. Let's talk 4 years from now. Like, you know, let's get these players in the NHL. If they can be legitimate top four, top five defensemen, our team starts to win, and they're a big part of it. Then they're great picks. That's the ultimate goal: is to select players that can help our team compete to be a playoff team and go on playoff runs and ultimately win the Stanley Cup or compete legitimately for the Stanley Cup.
Ken, one of the words "compete" right there, competitive, is what you've talked about quite a bit over the last several years. How do you balance wanting to be competitive but also the benefit of getting the top six pick last year, being picked this year to be in the bottom three in the league? Because it is good for an organization, but you don't necessarily want to be bad.
Well, let's look at the last two drafts. 2 years ago, Philadelphia with the 13th best record had picked two. And last year, Carolina with the 11th best record or wherever they were had picked two. It's a lottery. There's it's all on percentages. I still believe you can't lose your culture. What's your culture? Mm-hmm. The culture is to compete. I just don't believe you can go out here and be dead last for 4 years and wake up one day and think that you're going to be an elite hockey team. And, you know, other teams in the league have been bad, and you just got to look around the league. So we need to hang on to our culture. What's culture? Culture is good veterans in the locker room that are teaching the young players how to play the game right. And ultimately, those young players are going to take their jobs. But they're there to challenge and push them to be better. When you got kids, you don't entitle your kids. You just don't give them a bunch of money. Instead, you make them go to work, and you make them learn to be accountable, to be responsible, in order to have the children be the best that you think that they can be. And I think it's the same these are young players. They're and just to put them on the Zadina, put them on the team, put them on the power play tonight. Well, he doesn't even have to work for it. We want him to understand you got to go to the gym. Chalowski, when we drafted him, was 175 pounds, and he's committed two summers to be and spend most of the summer in Detroit. Sean Horkov's done a great job. He's 196, 197 pounds. But he earned this jersey. He sacrificed two summers of his life. Wasn't hanging around the beach and having a nice time. He was in the gym every day. He wasn't in his hometown. He was in Detroit. He wanted to be a Red Wing. And that's what the next player and the next player and the next player have got to understand, that you earn the jersey, and that's how we're going to build a team that's going to compete for the Stanley Cup. People looked at the teams that won the Cup in 97, 98, 02, and 08. They see talent. You got to have talent. But I was with those players. There was a ton of character, a ton of pushback, a ton of will, a ton of determination. And we need to make sure that our young players develop not only the skill, but they've got those ingredients and understand there's going to be adversity. And when you have adversity, you battle through it.
See, we're guys that like to go to the beach.
Yeah. Not me.
He's waiting for me. Yeah. One more question.
Sure. Michael Rasmussen, yes. Another guy, 6'6 guy.
Yes, 6'5", 6'6".
People very interested in him until we see Zadina. Yeah. What do you think of what if he sees?
Well, he's a big man. He's got skill. He's got a good pair of hands. I think Blash is going to use him on one of the two power play units on the net front. He's very serious. He was captain of his team. He's got a lot of will, a lot of push. Again, he's 19. He could play junior hockey this year. But he played real good in preseason, had a big year in the playoffs in junior last year. So we're excited. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Ken, we know you're on a time
crunch. I got to go to some TV interview. Otherwise, I'd love to visit with you guys.
TV over radio.
TV
come on.
Star.
What is this?
Now we do TV. Now we watch radio on TV.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks,
we
guys.
We appreciate the time. Thanks. Ken Holland with us on the Bogey and Wojo show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.